There were cheers and applause in Geneva overnight as the World Health Assembly formally approved an independent investigation into the coronavirus pandemic. Australia's been pushing hard for an impartial probe and China ultimately backed it as well. But that hasn't stopped Beijing issuing another sharp rebuke, accusing Australia of political manoeuvring. From London, Nick Doll reports.
And the resolution is therefore adopted.
In the end, there were no objections when the resolution was put to delegates. It calls for an independent and impartial investigation into the virus, including its origins and the World Health Organization's response. WHO Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus welcomed the move.
As always, WHO remains fully committed to transparency, accountability, and continuous improvement. We want accountability more than anyone.
Australia joined forces with the EU and more than 130 member states co-sponsored the resolution. China added its name in the latter stages of the debate after earlier saying it would back a review conducted by the WHO once the virus is brought under control. The language does say the probe should begin at the earliest appropriate moment and in consultation with member states. Dr. Osman Dar from the Global Health Program at Chatham House says investigators will hardly be barging into China.
There has to be a distinction made between what WHO is allowed to do and what we sometimes think we'd like it to be able to do. So if I use a comic book analogy, many countries might wish WHO to be like sort of Judge Dredd, where they're judge, jury and executioner, but WHO is more like a Miss Marple kind of figure. Things are done by consent with member states. And it's actually usually more powerful countries, the United States and Western Europe, that have clipped WHO's ability to investigate more thoroughly countries in the past, because it would mean then that those countries themselves could also be investigated.
Australia's Foreign Minister Maurice Payne and Health Minister Greg Hunt have issued a statement saying there's now a clear mandate to identify the source of the virus and how it was transmitted to humans. They say Australia's been advocating in the national and global interest. But even though Beijing has backed a review, it remains angry with Australia's approach. Foreign Ministry spokesman Zhao Lijian told reporters Australia's been engaging in political manoeuvring. He said the text of the resolution didn't reflect Canberra's wishes and that Australia should read it more carefully. A unanimous resolution on paper, in reality, it'll be hotly contested. This is Nick Doll in London reporting for AM.